Hi everyone, welcome to the Laura Horn Art Podcast. I hope you are well. I have to say it was very hard to decide what to talk about today with everything that's going on with the coronavirus. So we decided that we would talk about the lockdown that's going on in almost every country, the anxiety that comes with that, and how creativity can play a role in providing some comfort during this time.
Hello Laura, how are you going?
You asked me how I'm going.
In this crazy time.
Yeah, it's a hard one to answer because everything is just so up in the air. It's all just coming up on top of us at the moment, whereas for other countries, they've been going through this before us.
The magnitude of it all.
Yeah. We've only just started to lock down in the last few days, and it's eerie and it's scary. And it's unsettling.
It's just like one of those things in the back of your head, you're kind of saying, oh, we'll be fine. And we are fine. But there's this underlying nagging feeling of uncertainty and a little bit of fear. Although I'm not an anxious person, I've never been someone that suffered from anxiety. I feel myself getting a little bit anxious.
Yeah, well, I have suffered with anxiety, and you'll know over the last few weeks this has stirred things up again for me. I've been struggling a little bit to relax. I've been feeling like my heart is racing a lot of the time and my mind is just, going from one thing to another. But as much as possible, I'm trying to carry on with some normality, and I'm finding a lot of comfort in my work, you know, my art, this business, things like that. Also just chatting to the kids and our normal family routines.
Yeah, they're very important, especially now. We're lucky that our kids still go to school. The government is quite clear about the fact that it's the safest place for them. Also that the country can't run without the people going to work, and we need the kids to go to school so the people go to work. I don't want to get into any of the political side of things.
I was going to say, it's a minefield because there's so many different views around this topic.
All I know is that we are practicing our isolation and our social distancing. We're very lucky. We're privileged almost. We work exclusively from home and our little studio. We can be 100% isolated. And we get to continue to work.
Which puts us in a position that many people aren't in. So my heart breaks for all the small businesses that are closing up around us. It's just every day more and more. And all the things that you took for granted.
Yeah. But the thing is, there's people in Ireland, this is their second go around inside 10 years. You know, I have friends at home in Ireland who have lost their houses, their cars, their jobs. And they're just getting back on their feet. They have a new house, a new mortgage, a new job, a new car. And now that's all under threat as well.
Well, you know, we have people in Australia that have just come off the back of the bushfire crisis straight into another crisis, a health crisis and an economic crisis. So this year is a tough year.
Yeah. And, you know, the only thing that will really, truly beat any of this is kindness. Being kind to yourself and being kind to your neighbour.
That's right. And I feel like it's important to remain hopeful in these situations and to look at what are some of the things that could change as a result of us going through this. How could we be better humans after having experienced something like this? So I always hold on to that as well. I have been holding on to that as much as I can and trying to stay positive.
It's hard to stay positive.
It is very hard at this time. We're going to keep doing what we do.
Yep.
And we are continuing this podcast and bringing you conversations about creativity because we feel that's super important. And while we are chatting about the coronavirus today, we want to get back into topics around the usual things that we chat about.
Yeah.
Painting, making things, your business, you know, like online strategies for your business, things like that that could be helpful and also interesting, keep you inspired, the usual chit-chat stuff, and we will do that as much as we can.
The best way you can get through anything is to have purpose. So if you can say to yourself, I'm going to do something every day, it doesn't have to be much, you know, a bit of gardening, a bit of reading, bit of art maybe. You don't have to do them all.
Yeah, that's right. But I think it's purpose without pressure. That's what this conversation is about. I think we're just figuring out what this podcast is actually about because we were getting ready to sit down and record and we just didn't know how to approach today's episode. I wonder, and I'm sure that there are people out there that are feeling a bit the same way when they go to do something that they normally do. And it normally it comes easily, but you just feel everything's different. And how do I do this again? You know, how do I even make art during this time? So there's a lot of that going on. And that's why letting go of the pressure is very important and being flexible and fluid about things. And we've been chatting about that as far as our business too. Like we're going to continue doing things, but in a very relaxed way, prioritizes our well-being and our family. So if we need to put things on hold, we will. And our filming schedule will become a more relaxed schedule. If our kids are home from school, because that is still a very strong possibility.
Well, they're going to be on holidays in a couple of weeks.
Anyway, and then how school looks after the holidays, we don't know. The schools are already starting to send out information about how things will be done online. So there's going to be a lot of change. And I feel like it's an opportunity for me to become a more adaptable person because sometimes I can be a little bit rigid. Things need to be done a certain way. So there's a lesson and a learning in here for me around relaxing things and being able to adapt to change. Okay, where are we at? So we were talking, you had some good points about purpose, about what are some of the things that you could do while you're at home. Because we know many people are in lockdown of some shape and form. There's varying levels of restriction, but many of us are basically at home for the next few weeks or longer.
Yeah, and I'd just like to express my heartfelt sorrow for people who, A, are losing people to this, or just losing people in general in everyday life. Also, there's people out there who are actually sick.
Yes.
Then there's people out there who are losing their jobs and are looking at some really hard economical times right now. I just want to get that out there, that we are thinking of you. And we just wish you all the best, you know.
Yeah, sending out lots of love to everyone that's listening. And we're thinking of you and we know that it's hard.
Because we're going to be talking about, you know, do an hour of art every day. And there's going to be people listening saying, you don't know what my day is like. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard to be upbeat about these kind of things. But again, back to having purpose. You know, if you can do one of these things to just make your day a little bit better, then, you know, try.
Yeah, I think that's why we were having a difficult time even starting this podcast, because we know that people are in very different circumstances and we want to, I guess, express you've done it already, you know, how we feel about that. But, you know, these are some things that you might want to consider or not.
And now it's time to be a little bit upbeat.
Yeah. So before we do that, shall we share a review of the week?
Oh, yeah. That'll cheer me up. Am I in it?
Don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You didn't know you were picking these and not me.
This week's review is from Mud and Biscuits via Apple Podcast USA, and it's about the dreaded colour wheel, episode 81. Laura, your feelings regarding the colour wheel are shared by many artists, me included. I'm really enjoying your podcast. I gave up painting about 5 years ago for pottery. With that said, your podcast covers so many aspects of living a creative life that I really relate to. Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us, Linda Peterson. It's wonderful that we have listeners that aren't painters, that they, you know, work in other creative fields but still find the podcast relevant, because we do try and just keep it about creative life in general.
So with the lockdown and all this stuff hanging over our heads, have you any idea what you're going to do paint-wise or creative-wise?
One of the first things that I want to do is just a bit of a studio tidy up, because this is something that I often put off because I'm busy. There's a lot of things coming in and out of the art business. And with a bit of downtime, I'd really like to get in there and declutter and organize. And I also want to do it because I find the process of decluttering very therapeutic. It's just one of my go-to things when I'm feeling a bit anxious. I just like to clean.
Yeah.
I know that's not everyone, but I'm sure some people listening will understand this desire to, I don't know if it's like I could control it. It just gives me a sense of calm when I sort through things. It's the same when I'm decluttering around the house. I get a bit of satisfaction from decluttering one of the kids' rooms and donating things to charity and all that sort of stuff. So that will be a project, sorting out the studio. And I'm talking about the home studio because we have moved into a new studio off-site, which is relatively well organized and stocked up, but it's left my studio at home looking very unloved, disorganized, a bit empty. So that's a project for this time, is to get this home studio back up and functioning because we're going to be home a lot.
Yeah.
I also want to make it more kid friendly because I have this studio now. I want the studio at home to be a place that the kids feel very welcome to use, particularly. Well, no, not particularly. I was going to single one of them out, but both of them. So you need to be able to bring things in for Asher and Sophia. They're very different ages. Sophia is 12 and Asher is 7. So that's something that I'd like to do. And this is going to be a good opportunity to make more art with the kids because people sometimes think that I spend loads and loads of time doing art with my kids because I'm an artist. But I think the artists that are listening know that this doesn't actually happen as much as you think. So I feel like this is an opportunity to get some projects happening with the kids involved. And the types of things that I like doing are the simplest sort of art practices where you don't need to think too much and the kids can, their imaginations can take over. So things like splashy paint and mark making, collage, gluing, sticking, those types of activities that you would have done at kindergarten, they're the kind of things that I'm gravitating towards at the moment. Many people who are listening will know that we've created a class around this. It's a free class and it's called Abstract Collage Creations. This class came about because I was already exploring those things. I was already finding myself drawn to soothing, simple art practices. My anxiety was actually starting to lift a little bit at this time. So this is a couple of weeks back. So that's what I was doing to help. And then everything kind of hit here. And we had a quick, I think it was a Monday morning meeting. And we just went, we should turn this into a class. Because if this has been soothing to you, it might be soothing to others. As a bonus to that, it's the type of stuff that anyone can do. It doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter whether you have painted before. That's what I love about things like abstract art, mixed media, mark making, splashy paint, cutting, gluing, is how accessible it is. It's kitchen table kind of art.
It was done on a kitchen table.
It was a beautiful kitchen table, actually. It was a lovely vintage find that we got. So the class itself is called Abstract Collage Creations, and it is now live, and it's over on the website, laurahornart.com/resources is where you'll find it. It is a free class. It is different to my other classes. I have approached it in a way that I hope is accessible to many. And it's not as in-depth as my other classes. So if you want to go further on this journey, then I'd suggest going over to the classes page because we have classes over there. I would be very happy for this class to be used for anyone that's at home, maybe homeschooling, anything like that. It's there for anyone that wants it. And I will say it's not just for kids. It's for anyone. Another thing is that you could just watch it. You don't even have to do it if you don't want to. Many people just enjoy watching art tutorials. And what else am I going to be up to during this time? Well, as an art business owner, my head straight away goes to the to-do list that I have on my computer that I never, ever get time to do. So it's all the like niggly little admin things, like sorting out the podcast page so that you can search episodes more easily, creating new logos for things, sorting out my file structure so that I can actually find photographs more easily to share on Instagram, this is the kind of stuff that I will be chipping away at on a day-by-day basis and getting through some of those organisational things so that when we get back up and running fully...
And we will.
We will. We'll be able to dive into more of the sort of making art, studio practice stuff like here and filming and all of that kind of stuff. But while we're at home, particularly when the kids are at home on school holidays and things like that, these are the sorts of things I can do and just do them in little short bursts here and there. So admin stuff, the dreaded admin word. do your accounting. This is also a time as a business to think about your online capabilities. We have been, I'm going to say fortunate, but I don't know. We have been running our art business in a very online way for quite a long time. But what I'm loving that I'm seeing out there is other businesses starting to innovate and come up with creative ways to continue to connect with their audiences through online tools. So things like Zoom, Skype, online classes, digital products, PDFs, website, updating your website, Facebook Lives, Instagram Lives, all of this stuff is starting to surface, and we're seeing it happen in other industries like yoga studios, gyms. This is wonderful because it's a way of businesses protecting themselves, future-proofing, providing new avenues of income. This is innovative, and that's what often comes out of times like these, is change that can later on be very good for you. You know what I mean? So you could take a very long-term view and think about some of the stuff that you could do now that will make you a stronger and better business in the future. We have a couple of podcast episodes that could be helpful. There's episode 50, which is how to get started with email marketing. I'm an advocate for having an email list and having various ways of connecting with your audience. So not just Instagram or Facebook, you know, have an email list. These are the sorts of things that you can have a think about. And there's another episode, number 40, which is 5 strategies for selling art online. So if you are finding that your art business is shifting, that you're not able to sell your work in person, then selling online is something that you can have a look at. How do you sell directly off Instagram? How do you set up a website page? What kind of things can you do to launch your online sales? So that's a good episode to listen to.
Don't get into a rut, you know, where who's going to want to buy art now? Don't let anything like that affect you, because even if you don't sell your work in the next 2 or 3 months, when everything comes back around to normal, you will have all of these things in place to be able to sell your work online and you'll be ready to go.
Yeah, it's important for this not to be paralyzing, this situation. And I had a bit of this recently with one of my online classes hesitating about putting it up for sale during this time. Like that, you know, that hesitation about selling something when people are going through a hard time or launching something. You may need to do it a bit differently because we need to be compassionate, but it doesn't mean you need to stop everything. That's what I'm learning through this, is that it is okay to carry on. And as you said, this is not going to last forever. Things will be different afterwards, but we will continue to prosper down the track. So keep making art, keep updating your website, keep doing the things that you love doing, and keep sharing, because it keeps us all going. It's lovely to see things pop up. Like, I've seen artists share paintings that they've finished that are going into an exhibition. Now, they don't know when that exhibition is going to happen at this point, but just to see that art pop up in a very normal way, the way that it would have been shared a month or two ago, to me, that's very comforting. So keep doing what you would normally do, and you will uplift others through your actions.
Yeah, so you'll be happier painting, and we'll all be happier by your sharing.
Mm.
And if we just keep on pushing on, it'll be good.
That's pretty much it, I think, as far as how how I'm handling it. How about you? Same or different?
I'm just in the position where I just need to worry about the family, making sure that they're okay and that you're okay. You know, I'm very reluctant to say things like, I should just carry on as normal, because I know what it's like to have nothing. I know the feeling of abandonment and how skeptical you can be, especially when listening to somebody on a podcast or a radio station telling you how you should do things. But I understand the power of having a purpose. I understand the power of trying to maintain some kind of normality when things get crazy. I've seen you lose sleep in the last couple of weeks. I've seen your anxiety starting to come back. And last week when we filmed that course, how normal it was, also making it available to people and hoping that they'll have some normality when they watch the course, it fills me with a sense of pride. It reinforces my purpose. So what am I going to do going forward? I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do what the health services say I should do. And hopefully we all come out the other side of this, you know, not much better, just a little bit better than we were going in.
So on that note, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Stay safe and stay healthy. And we'll see you again next week. And don't forget to head on over to laurahornart.com/resources for the free class and lots of other goodies as well.